꺾는 꺾는 벌벌. 마음이요.
Rinpoche wishes everyone gathered here good morning. With the further wishing prayer that our discriminating knowledge in listening, reflecting, and meditating on the teachings will increase further and further.
대양 담배추 일라 세절 때라 이네 우단타 남바른 예발레 투삼 히랍 소음지 고니 투삼 곰 소음지 히랍 소음지 고니 일라 세절 땅 제바 추추추 고니 일라 세절 니 송바레
And as the way of cultivating the Dharma or the teachings in one's mind, in the Majjhanta Vibhanga or the text distinguishing the middle from the extremes, are explained both a brief or capsulized way of doing it as well as an expanded way of doing this mental cultivation. The brief presentation is in terms of the three types of knowledge, the knowledge deriving from listening, the knowledge deriving from reflecting, and the knowledge deriving from meditation. The expanded explanation is in terms of 10 forms of Dharma training.
Yigen Rinchu Jinpa Tang, Nyinda Lo Tang, Lenpa Tang, Che Tang, Katong Se Pa Tang, Te Sem Pa Tang, Gomba Te, Yorwa Te Chu Dhani Ni Suenang Pongpo Pa Da Mi Hi Songpa Yendo. Yini Chu 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 Re.
So what are these 10 forms of training? They consist in the writing of letters, making offerings, practicing generosity, listening, reading, memorizing, explaining, reciting, reflecting on the meaning, and meditation. So these are the 10 forms of training which constitute an immeasurable stock of merit. So the point of engaging in these 10 forms of training is that through having all 10 of them without any missing, one is, for the first, able to understand Dharma, or able to understand the teaching well, and secondly, one will, through engaging in these 10 forms of training, accomplish the perfection of the accumulation of merit. So then, what is the point of accumulating merit based on the practice of the teachings? The point is that it is the teachings which are the remedy for the suffering associated with the deluded appearance of samsara. And since it is what constitutes the remedy for the problem, in the accumulation of merit based on the practice of teaching, of the teachings, then one is able to effectuate this remedy or put the remedy into practice. So then, in the present context, then, we will be practicing three of these forms of training, first of all reciting the words of the text as one of the trainings, and while reciting them, reflecting over the meaning, and finally also meditating based on the meaning. So from among the 10 forms of training, we will be practicing three of them here. So if one performs this chanting meditation with the idea that why is one doing this? What is the point? The main point is in order to be able to accomplish Buddhahood for the sake of benefiting countless sentient beings. And if one does the chanting meditation with that motivation, then it is a means for developing or perfecting the bodhisattva training and constitutes a immeasurable or inconceivable collection of merit. So now it's our turn. The entering of a level through application should be known to include the following 4 degrees. Through firm application involving informed belief, this level of training by way of informed belief comprises the state of definitive verification. Through application involving distinctive application, this level is first the stage the precise is encountered. Through firm application by way of meditation, the several impure levels and purified 3, these make up the stage of recollection. Through application involving final perfection, because the uninterrupted flow of deeds of a Buddha occur with spontaneity, this is the stage of immersion into its being.
Sum san je dam je jang o ri dan jung guru jam su chup da zum me bar dan la ma dam bi sub ji do dham ma me bar san su jin jo sun ji ho je wa ne zhe rao dam je dang dar wa me bar ji su zong do su nam da cho dham zir je sa je den ding zhe pa me ri leng ge be zi Shiram nyata nāve chukhaṁ sāra tuṁ cho tuṁ kaṁ tukhaṁ sāṁ sālo. Rukhaṁ jese sōṁ bācchen lū sāṁ pachupe chuche yinkhaṁ tam jarve yab to chor chan jar se māve saṅkhi tami lo dhe to. Rukhaṁ sāṁ mendra dhambe su rimye lāñca lo ra trama deche kushi deva tirnse bā yonze lāma jubra che lāde. Like a
download on the jinky, doom, Tei che to tambe chu le tu san gom som che chumbar je wo nyam pa samba san jun cho to to che pangan to tang to sembar che.
So it is for the sake of sentient beings, countless in number, as space is limitless in extent, that the goal of complete Buddhahood, which transcends all extremes, is to be accomplished. And in order to do this, one must exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So with this as the... with this as the goal and the procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the resolve towards enlightenment, the bodhicitta.
So
In order to be able to attain complete Buddhahood, a transformation is required. What is this transformation? It consists in the elimination of the deluded appearance of the dualism of perceived and perceiver, along with the tendency to produce that, and in the elimination of this delusion, then the nature of phenomena, which is empty of dualism, manifests directly. This is the transformation. And in relation to that transformation, in the text, there are 10 points through which the subject is analyzed. And we have arrived at the 8th point, which involves entering specific levels of development by way of, or through the way that one applies one's mind.
Jogpa na namba yere khisate, mepe rabdo jorwe ne mepe chwebe salate, neparan jebe neyakab so khisaba songte.
So the first level that is entered, and the way that it is entered, is described in the following way in the root text. The entering of a level through application should be known to include the following 4 degrees. Through firm application involving informed belief, this level of training by way of informed belief comprises the state of definitive verification.
Sam yeso so lan yukpa na namba yer khibar sate. Namba yer e. Chunyi jitong, chuji yin jitong, tongpa nye jitong. Ngun som da ma to chang. Chunyi jitong, ngun som jenchar da ma to chang. Hirab som la tinte, tupi hirab, sambi hirab. Gombe hirap som na tinte, mupa goni gombe kabre, jorlanji kapso, mupa goni, ton tela, rabdo jorvena, mupa goni, ton chuni tela, rabdo jorvar sepe sena, mupe chupe sala, chupate, mucho jesare, niparan jepe chatan tumbe. Ninji ngun tonan ri ngepar jeba chadan tunba yolan jane kapso. Oya. Tayang chukle kayo.
So then, again, the root text being very brief, then we need the commentary to explain what the root text is saying, which is explained as follows. So through firm application, the root text says. So through firm application means through practicing the original knowledge, through putting original knowledge into practice, that is to say, through applying oneself to it, which also means through exerting oneself in the practice of it. So what occurs, what happens due to such practice? So this is an exertion or practice which involves belief, what is called I'm ahead of myself. So first we have the general explanation of what is going on each of these four levels. So first there is an application applied, and secondly there is a particular type of level achieved through that application. So that is the general statement that we start with, the entering of a level through application. And again, through application means through the practice of the original knowledge in which one applies one's mind or exerts oneself in that direction. What is entered will be the various stages of the paths and levels. And these various stages of the paths and levels can be explained in terms of four. So they should be known to comprise four different levels. The first of them being the application of the mind through informed belief. And informed belief means it means a type of aspiration or commitment in which one has not got the direct realization of the nature of phenomena. So it is belief in the sense that one does not have the direct realization of that which one is practicing. So one has to practice on the basis of a type of aspiration towards that realization. So this is an aspiration or an informed belief, And what is it informed by? It is based on the three types of knowledge. So the knowledge arising through listening to teachings, the knowledge that arises through reflecting over their meaning, and the knowledge that arises through meditation based on that. So due to these three forms of activity, one is able to orient the mind in the direction of the original knowledge, and it is this informed orientation of the mind which here is being called informed belief. And since the way of applying the mind involves this type of aspiration or belief, then what one enters here is called the level of training by way of informed belief. And this entire stage of training is called the stage of the path of application, which is an approximation of definitive verification. So the term definitive verification applies actually to the next level, the level of the path of vision. However, the name is being applied to this level since what happens on this level is an approximation of the definitive verification that takes place on the path of vision.
Chini ji tong ngon son to ma to chang hirap som na ten te som pa tuan da te kar rasa na. Chini ji tong jo lan ji kap su tong pa ni ji tong ngon son to ma to bare. Ngon son to to na tene ton lan to pa mpa pa sa to psa bare.
So, as mentioned, on this level there is no direct realization of the nature of phenomena. And what does that mean? It means that there is no direct realization of the emptiness. If there were a direct realization of the emptiness, this would constitute the next level, the level of the noble beings or the realized beings.
Tanda gomba kapsa kandese nyamni sigrisa na tupi hirap, sambi hirap, gomba hirap somni dende nyamni zogre. Tenya chunyi ji tong te tangbo tu gogre. Tangbo chunyi ji tong zani matu na sambi higamare. Tangbo tu te tupi hirap ji. Tu te tene yinba dhamma yinba so takye tang de tetsong je gre takye tang de tetsong ji ba kap so takye tang de tetsong tam che le tor ba kap so de ne sam bi khira je ba re sam song ge khira je du de ne chun ye am tong ni la tetsong me ba kya gre ka se tong ba yin na ma yin sam be tetsong yo na de ne sam bi khira ma ji ba re tetsong me par de ne tong ye am chu ji yang am chun ye am tong ba ni la ngi hi ji na Tene sambi hirap. Tene sambi hirap ji simbi ji so, tene tongpa nye je tong te yi ju ji tsordo gom go gore, mubi tsordo gom go gore. Jolan ji kaso mubi sede gom gore.
So then, what is involved in this particular level of practice is that precisely because one does not have the direct realization of the emptiness, one must rely on a progressive way of developing it. So one has to start by relying on the discriminating knowledge arising through listening to teachings that explain the emptiness. If one has never heard about the emptiness, one will not know what it is, one will not even know anything about how to practice it. So first one has to hear the teachings explaining specifically what it is and how to get there. And then in reflecting over the meaning of the teachings received, then one is able to evaluate for oneself what is involved. So what is the emptiness, what is not the emptiness, Is there any emptiness? Is there not an emptiness? And what sort of a thing might it be? And so on. All of this has to be thought through carefully, eliminating one's doubts. At the points when all doubts regarding the emptiness have been cut, then the conviction arises, which is referred to as the knowledge deriving from reflection. So when this knowledge deriving from reflection arises, then one has no more doubts with regards to the emptiness and is able to apply one's mind to it in meditation, not in a way in which one realizes it directly, but in a way through the informed orientation or informed belief that one has acquired through the listening and reflecting. And in this way, one accomplishes this level of training, which is called the level of training involving informed belief.
Tene gomba kapsa tangbo am tomar gomba kapsa tonyi la ninang yore tonyi de yori yordang. Tene te gomba kirap de yurjin sedu tanda ninang yobare ninang rakpanda wo yore rakpa yore. Tene rembe ninang de chongno chongno ninang charu charu do.
So in the meditation on the emptiness as it is performed on this level, there is a certain degree of dualism, which means that one is separating the emptiness off as an object. One is relating to the emptiness as an object to be meditated on the one hand, with the knowledge, the discriminating knowledge of arising in the meditation being the observer of the emptiness. So one has this split between the emptiness as an object and the knowledge as the knower of that emptiness. So there is a dualism involved. There's dualistic appearance with relation to one's meditation on emptiness. And as one then meditates further and further in this way, then that dualism, which was coarse, which was at a coarse level in the beginning, becomes finer and finer until finally it disappears.
Tene jolam tela ya tru tang jolam tru tse mo zwe ba chun jo te yeba ye yobare.
So also on this level that is being described, which is also referred to as the path of application, there are four stages included, the first being called the warmth or heat, the second level being called the peak, the third level being called the drudang semo dang zepa dang chunjo. So there's the heat, the peak, the forbearance, and the supreme, what is called the supreme dharma or the supreme. Yeah, the supreme dharma is the fourth level.
The jolam yete karasena ninang ninang tangbu ninang yore ninang char char ro chorji goni ninang char char ro wa yana ninang no chorji goni ramba ye ye wa.
So what are these four levels about, these four subdivisions of the path of application? They have to do with the fact that there is this dualistic appearance with respect to one's way of meditating on the emptiness. So there's this dualistic split involved in one's way of meditating. Then this coarse level of dualistic meditation then becomes more and more subtle as one goes along. So the four levels of the path of application are as it were, milestones or ways of ways of categorizing this increased subtlety of the meditation, where the dualism becomes finer and finer. There are four ways of demonstrating the way of the subsiding of the dualism. So there are two things happening on these four stages simultaneously. One is that the dualistic appearance becomes finer and finer, and also in its becoming finer and finer, then the concept, one's concept or conceptualization process becomes finer and finer. That is to say that both of these, the dualistic appearance and the conceptual tendency, become less and less. And as these decrease, then the clear appearance of the emptiness increases at the same time over these four levels.
Through the entering of a level through application should be known to include the following four degrees. Through firm application involving informed belief, this level of training by way of informed belief comprises the state of definitive verification.
Jorve zalan jobane mahambay jiru jizade meberado jorvene mebe jebe zalade nebar jebe negamso.
The entering of a level through application should be known to include the following four degrees. Through firm application involving informed belief, this level of training by way of informed belief comprises the state of definitive verification. Should be known to include the following four degrees. Through firm application involving informed belief, this level of training by way of informed belief comprises the state of definitive verification.
Soso rabdo tokpa ye jorve sanan tangbo te deni rekpe neya kapso.
through application involving distinct application. This should read, through application involving distinct realization. Through application involving distinct realization, this level is first. So through application involving distinct realization, this level is first, the stage the precise is encountered.
Chunyi jeton, tumba nyi jeton, tunche tsam tsam do mayimba, so so rabdo tokpa ye jorwe, sana tangbo lan jokpa te, te kona nyi, tunga tambe denba la, ngun sum de rekpe, ne kapso.
So these lines are explained in the commentary as follows. Through application involving distinct realization, which is not a mere generality or a mere abstract way of understanding the meaning of the nature or the suchness, what is entered is the first level, which is the stage of the direct encounter with the precise nature.
Then tenje sayate karrasana tenje sayate mun som tang tangpo pena meto de meke denje meto de meke mun som to tong yere ye jinam chi la ya mun som re mek som na tene mun som to tong mare meto ke meto sam na meto ke namba lo le kya gre Metok Nampan Dun to Munsum to Tonga T Namba Nambam Tedan Rao Chi Loli Kawatela to Injisigri. Rava.
So what is meant here by the term generality or abstract meaning? That is that if we take the example of looking at a flower, our eyes are able to see it directly. So there is a direct encounter between the object being looked at and the eye which is seeing it. However, if one closes one's eyes, then one is not able to see it directly. One has to form an idea of it. One has a general picture or abstract idea of the flower, which is similar to the flower that was seen.
Tene chertang ranchen tan chinchin ngopo la ranchen chinchin ni yore. Ranchen hi sabate ngopo ranchen te tene meton rabo chena ranchen deva penchen deva meba deva meba rapa meton rabo chena ranchen te deva meba tang deva meba re. Deva meba. De se je de chigla. Chui na na chua lo na. De no vere. Deva meba dan deva meba. Ranchen je ngopo na. Deva meba dan deva meba re. Hakazo na.
Hakazo.
De se je de kar re.
Right.
Oma. Chua chiga na na oma chig lo na. Chua da oma de no vere. Derva said to the pinch and derva yoba. The knee on a derva yoba. Then a jot and derva yoba 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 yoba
jidang drewa
le me tang towa ni la dewa yo re
ore
o te nam do gong la re ran thin ten ne dewa yo ma ran thin je ngo bo te dewa me pa ta dewa me ba re
ho la so
te ne jin thin se je te nam do gong la hya ba te le jin thin se re te ni yo re ran thin ta jin thin le hya pa ji ja re
te ne di kap so drewa te
Deva than Deva.
Deva me padesena. Metoki namtok dang metoki din chitu drepa.
Metema, meto ranci, tambo ranci, tang, kinzinir. Ranci, jungoponam, ranci, jungoponam, pen a dutin, dutin trava jin, a dutin trava koran kipu degir mato. Dutin yin tan din dogmare, kipa chagmare. Young Dutin pinchin driva young yomare. Ugozoan, then I yinre. Driva mepa, ransin jungoponam, silver pinchin driva yomare, and driva kaya yomare.
So then, in general, then we can say that in relation to things. There are two ways of relating to them, or two types of characteristics of things. One being the concrete characteristics, the other being the abstract characteristic. And in what is referred to as the concrete characteristic, or what could be also translated as its own specific characteristic, what is meant by that is that there is no mixing and no connection. So what is meant by no mixing, if we take an example of the of a flower, if we take the atoms of the atoms of a thing, then there is no mixing between the one atom and the other. Also, there's no connection. There's no direct connection. Could also take the example of fire and smoke. There's no direct connection between the two. The connection is something which is created conceptually. So if with relation to the concrete characteristics of things, there are these two properties of no mixing and no connection. And then we have the abstract characteristics of things.
Pena denda wore. Deva me sikete meto mainlin depe mainla matupe mupon dinite deva yomar dena deni de kik kando gore. Deva me pare karasana korangi kik yonya yomare. Deva yomare kik kik lendendo mare. Yang konye ransin soso niri. Deva yang yomare. Deva mepare. Metok tengni sena. Trav tengni sena, dutin trava nam, pinchin deva yomare, deva yang dogomare, deva tang deva yomare. De yendo ngopo tamche, tene ransin te, deva mepa tan deva mepare. Oh yeah.
So one has to understand these two terms properly, the way they're being meant here. As you saw Rinpoche holding a flower in each hand, and the concrete characteristic of this is that these are two different flowers. So the one over here and one over here, they don't constitute one thing. There's no connection in that way between them. There's no mixing of the two things together. They're two separate things. So that's the way in which not unmixed and unconnected is meant on a rough level. And on a more subtle level, it would refer to the atoms, that between one atom and the other, there's no mixing, and also no interconnection. These two are not connected things. They're two separate things.
Tene, dan dan deva yopa, dan deva yopa, tazo kanga namdo gungolare. Namdo lo tute deva yopa, dan deva yopa. Deva yopa, deva yopa, mingdan deva tamke namdo gumolare.
So what has been described in relation to the concrete characteristics of a thing are when one is just looking at it starkly, one might say, without the assignment of any names to things. As soon as one gets into the conceptual aspect of the thing, then names are applied, and then this mixing and interconnection immediately take place. And this is something which is conceptually conditioned or is associated with the conceptual process. So at the time of seeing a flower, then the connection of or the contact between the flower and the eye consciousness is something which takes place without any names. There is no name applied at that instant of the contact between the flower and the eye consciousness. It is a mere appearance of the object to the consciousness. However, as soon as one applies the name flower, then concepts have started. And then one mixes the object, which is the basis for the imputation of the name, that is mixed with the name. So the two are mixed together as if they were the same thing.
Then to some the cheaper mazepe, to some tell the chapel meto, you hear it. This and I can see it.
Then it don't
meto he, some meto can numdo, ye he meto, some he meto, juba capso, depa to some ready in a juba mare, just some the meto juba. This and I can see it. Numdo mola, just some sugar.
So then at the time when one is merely thinking of a flower, now when one is not looking at one but thinking of a flower, then that which serves as the basis for the imputation of the name flower is a thought. The thought of a flower, and this is not this flower that one is thinking about is not a flower which is found, which was found in the past. It's not a flower of the future, and it's not a flower of the present. It is an abstract idea of a flower which has no relation to whether it, to any of the three times specifically.
Tene namdo ke tate meto samne tate meto hi jona tate meto la kya lo no sang soj debata te re re la tene tanda kya lo no sang soj debata te meto ran la yang meto karpo marpo serpo la so pe tene meto mandra ban na chopa yore te na chopa nang ni kik joba mare tene kya sam ji joba Rava, Namdo Molayang, Tata Meto Chetam Jikabare, De Jeba Casa Yang Meto Kangi Jan Kepar Mazeba, Jela, Chetam Jik, Jugu Yere, Namdo Layang, Chetam Jikabare.
So, in thinking of a flower in the present, right? So, at the present moment, thinking of a flower, one could say, is this a flower of the present? Well, one has to then think in terms of how it would relate spatially as well. So this flower that one is thinking about is not specifically a flower from the north or a flower from the south or a flower from the west or a flower from the east. It is not specifically a flower that might be a white flower or a red flower and or so on. It is an abstract idea of flower which is not being specified in terms of its location or particular attributes. So this same thing, the same thing applies to one's own suffering, which is an abstract idea. So one's own suffering is a mere abstract idea. So one has the idea, I am suffering, and this and this suffering is not the suffering of the past. It is not the suffering of the future. It is not the suffering of the present moment. It is the idea. It is the general idea of suffering.
This is not deba donga maung ba donga tanda donga ni nam to ke chik don zhen de sam gu ye re mene chik do yo ma re deba nga tsa re deba donga nga tsa re maung ba donga chi yo ma re tanda donga ke chik me chik re de som de chik yo ma re chik me na ya nam to ke chik de ta de tru ba re this is not jin chen jin ba nam to de tru ba re
so what is what is actually happening is that one is one is taking past, present, and future as being the same in the idea of suffering, thinking, "Oh, it's been such a lot of suffering before, and it's still there, and it will continue." There's kind of a mixing of these three times. However, in investigating it, the suffering of the past is not there because it's finished. The suffering of the future is not there because it hasn't come yet. And the suffering of the present can only take place in such a brief instant that it has no staying, it doesn't stay. So there is a mere mixing of these three times together in one abstract idea of suffering, which one then applies to oneself.
Rana kaya nuga mare, donga mare. Maumba donga maji besena, rana kaya nuga mare, ranga donga mare. Tata donga kitching ma te, kitching ma, kitching travitin in Lansang Gatsagre. Jevatan Gatsagre. Mami temunda ore. Then yomare. Ransinjitin yomare, ina yam, namdoka chick zubare. Do some de donga dodo, chick zun, timber zubare, namdoka zubare.
So the suffering of the past is, since it's finished, it can't hurt you, and it's not your suffering. And similarly, the suffering of the future, it hasn't come yet, so there's no way that it can harm you. It's not your suffering. And the suffering of the present takes place in such a brief instant that it arises and ceases in exactly the same instant. So it doesn't have any existence or any duration, so it doesn't exist, like the flame of a butter lamp. So one mixes these three times together into one and kind of clumps it together as an idea of suffering, like a snowball, one is rolling through the three times, it gets bigger and bigger. But it doesn't actually, it's not actually there.
Then it to so tong tong, nam dog to so ring was over it. Then a melange capsule, chutolo on the senna to so tong tong, mother ni magonaya, melan ranga capsule and trote to so ring book here, raga melan tangu, something. Te namdo ge tu zu renbo zu ba re. Namdo le tu te tu zu tong tong renbo cha re, renbo tong tong cha ge re. Pe ne ni ko ba ka su tu zu tong tong la,
So one also has to understand the way that the mind is deluded with respect to time in this connection, because the mind has a way of extending a very brief period of a very brief instant of time into something very long. For example, in a dream, within a very brief stretch of time, one can experience in the dream as if a tremendous amount of time is taking place. So this is a delusion and is part of this process of the way in which a very brief instant is magnified as if it had duration of some sort. So exactly the same thing happens in relation to sickness. In relation to sickness, there is both a concrete characteristic and an abstract characteristic. And the concrete characteristic of the suffering is something which takes place in an instant. So it ceases in the same instant that it arises, so it has no duration. And the idea of being sick is something which is conceptual. So one collects these small instants, taking the instants of the past, instants of the future, and the present instant, and clumping them together into the idea, I am sick. Whereas in fact, the actual sickness takes place at such a brief instant as to have no duration. It is not there. It doesn't stay there at any second. And the rest of it is the concept of taking this extremely brief spark of an instant and magnifying it into as if it were a long time. So one could say, oh, I am sick.
Depe rancin ga tsare yo mare maung ba ne rancin ji yo mare tate ne te ne se je te ne je chorwa ta ne kichik ma ngo bo kichik ma chik te kichik chik le che tsawa da la sang ga tsare tisena yo mare.
So one has to analyze this very precisely, because the previous instance of suffering or of sickness are finished. They are not there. The future instance of sickness have not arrived. They are not there. And the present instant of sickness, other than having this, as it were, flash, which disappears in the same instant that it arises, there is no sickness present. And the only sickness then is the concept or the abstract extension of time.
When I saw Zopola Capti Zona, Sever Jing Rao Jigatini Capti Zona, then the Tuso Tava Tini, Sora Yomara Tela Yang, Chahi Tava Jena, Capsoka, Soka, the Chahi Tava Tini, Sora the Donga Kaya Memory, Sora Yomari, Capsupe, Sora Te, Sever Jig Tini, Tesajik, Sora Tes Yorova, Jimbo Yomari, the young Chahi Tava Sen, the Tin Sora Yomari. Come to what you saw, you know. Chaki traveling in Sora Yomare. Rapping me, Sora Yare. Then Namdola did the Nat Sakan Dog Sandu, the Sora Chimboyer. Ming than the Rukapso, Namdol Mola Sora Chimboyer. raba to dra nyang ni ke ching ma tha ba se na tha ba te ni thor ba yo ma re te ha ko to ge
So for example, if one is stuck with a needle, then the actual feeling of being stuck is a very, very brief thing. It's not a big thing. And it only takes place within this instant. And that instant of the recording of the being stuck is non-conceptual. It is a mere perception of, oh, I've been stuck. There's no suffering connected with that. It's a mere sensation. The idea of there being suffering or that this hurts is an idea. One applies a name that one applies to the sensation that occurred. And that application of the name takes place after the sensation is already finished. So there's no... there's...
Bena second rabuji na second di da te chortu gundo tan dela cha tuk tu tsa gi ye be cha chik te tuk tu tsa cha tuk tu tsa gi ye na tuk tu tsa gi cha chik te tene am jo ke na ba nam hi la zong tu ma zong tu gre be ah ye pa ma sa dela Sekor cikla, cha tuk tu sabji yewe, cha cikla, zoji lola, tu chava yewe. Ina tele chava yeya yewe, tele chasi yena longa le xa tuku yomare, tu chava de karre, tu tungfi te. Sekor cikla, cha tuk tu sabji yewe, sekor cikla, cha xe tuk tu sabji yewe, cha xe cik, chava cik, cha xe cik te, tu chava re se sungbare, xepare. Ina yang, tele chava yeya yewe, Tarong, te tsa ma to sim jing ka lo la xa ma to pare. Tene cha truk cho tsa bhi ye na, cha truk cho segar je dra te, truk cho tsa bhi ye ba cha chik te, am chok ka chor to gumare. Pe te ki ndo kap yang, segar chik la kap chok na, truk cho tsa bhi ye na, truk cho tsa bhi cha chik te ni, cha to gumare, chor ba yo gumare.
So,
na tsa de mar mar mar.
So if one hears a finger snap, then one thinks that this is one instant of a finger snap, but actually this finger snap can be subdivided into 64 parts. However, these parts are so subtle that one is not able to hear them, one is not able to perceive that. Segura chikla
cha tukyo tsabgi yewe tukyo tsabgi yewe ta cha chik te du chabara ba
du chabara
tukyo tsabgi yewe cha khe chik hakozon tanda du chabara tukyo tsabgi yewe ba du chabara tukyo tsabgi yewe re teni tene tsora nyong tuku ma re maiba
So one has to understand. So this is an explanation of how there is no existence of a concrete characteristic of suffering. And this can be illustrated through something like the finger snap, which we hear as taking place in one instant, but actually if one analyzes it precisely, one... discovers that there is a subtle subdivision of time which can be time can be subdivided in terms of 64 separate instants within one instant. And in fact, these can be further subdivided, but for the purposes of the analysis, it's enough to talk about the 64, because if one tries to isolate any one of these 64 instants of subtle time during which the finger snap occurred, one is not able to find them. One is not able to perceive any one of these 64 instants making up the single snap. So at which instant did one hear the snap? At the 33rd or at the 36th? Which there is no instant at which one actually perceived the sound. The ear is not able to contact the sound at the moment when it apparently was produced. And similarly, if one is stuck with a needle, this is also a sensation which occurs as it were in an instant, but that instant has 64 subtle parts which it is not possible to perceive. So the actual instant of experiencing the sensation of suffering does not exist. One is not able to find it. And whatever one has of suffering is an imputation put on conceptually. It is the name suffering or the abstract idea of suffering applied to an instant which one is not even able to experience.
Chakye tene kechik ma sekar chikare na kechik ja ye na chukare tong ye na ye tukare tre ye na ye tukare tele maasam bom ye na ye tukare tene sayata tongsor ye na ya ye ya yobare tene tamat re.
So this subdivision of
tetar yobar se na nelok rang tene mato pare.
So this, the instant which is divided into 64 can then be, one can take any one of these 64 and further subdivide it into 100. One can take any of these 100 and subdivide them into 1,000. One can take the 1,000 and subdivide them into 100,000. One can take any of those and subdivide it into 1,000,000. One can take each of these million and subdivide it into 10 million. One can take each of the 10 million and subdivide it into 1,000,000,000, and so on. And so that, in fact, the time does not exist, that the actual experience of something in time is not able to be isolated. It does not have any true existence. There's no actual concrete characteristic of
Then I give me to Japon, the young kitchen material poker, yang tong yin na yang tong de tu chek la phu gre de ne tha da bom da sa ya na chek pa yong gre
ha
de se na de ne tu se ji de nya ba ni re
oh yeah so if one were to fire at this flower with a gun
patta tong ba ja gre da
then one thinks of this in terms of the bullet piercing the flower in one instant. So the bullet going through the whole flower in one instant. But if one analyzes it, then one has to look at the different parts which are touched by the bullet as it passes in its trajectory, and the point at which the first part of it was touched would be different from the time at which the second part was touched. So there's a empty space in between. These are two different instants at which the first was contacted in relation to the second. However, one could take these two instants of time and subdivide them further, so that actually there were 64 instants between the time that the first part was contacted and the second part was contacted. But since each of these 64 has 100 subdivisions, then there actually were 100 seconds between the time, or 100 instants of time from the point when it first touched until it got to the second part. However, that is only a rough subdivision, because these 100 also have 1,000, and 1,000 have 100,000, and 100,000 have 1,000,000, and so on, instants between the times when they touched each other. So in fact, there's no...
Tene wrong thing your money.
This is not any trouble. The matter is the nyabani chal. Do nyabani si chude tene wale.
So in this way, then the whole time itself becomes becomes so subtle that it subsides into the equality, as the term is called. It becomes equal, or it loses its validity as something being truly existent.
Then daore, then namto ngola ta tu chon dawo yina donga te tenda chinsin share namto le chinsin share chinsin daran sin chik do thorte then donga chimbu cha bare.
So then in connection with one's own suffering, then it is nothing but this mixing of the concrete characteristic with the abstract characteristic, thinking that the two of them constitute one thing. And this is the way in which suffering is nothing but a conceptual imputation.
Tena ta semje donga ta luje ne dawo kande na ransin de chinsin so so se de ta ke tang gore.
So in connection with
ransin de chinsin chi don chu yo mar.
So the way to stop suffering then is whether one has suffering physically, or whether one has the idea, the concept of having physical suffering or mental suffering, one has to analyze it in terms of the concrete characteristic and the abstract characteristic, and not mix the two together. So one has to analytically separate the concrete aspect from the abstract aspect, and not mix them, because that's the mixing of them is the only way that the suffering occurs.
Tena number tokpa den thupare kare sena king main pa la kik don zimbe sena thupare. Tesom de kik de mena yang kik don thupare. King main pa la kik don thupare sena ten thupare.
So in what sense then can one say that concepts are mere delusion? A concept is a delusion because it takes as one things which are not one. So, for example, it mixes together the three times into one. It mixes together abstract and concrete as if they were the same. Being the mixing into one of things which are not one, concept is a mere delusion.
Tene namdo ga trusho traba se na, tseme lukso tarde se na, tene namdo te dhamma
So in the science of valid cognition, this is studied in great detail, where the process is looked at from both sides, how conceptually many things are mixed into being one or taken as one, and also one thing can be expanded or magnified as if it were many things. So what is being defined here, the level of realization that is being defined is the direct realization of the emptiness, where one is not mixing in this abstract idea of emptiness and superimposing it onto it, but one is experiencing the emptiness directly. So since this realization of this direct realization of emptiness, which is called the path of vision, is So since this direct encounter with the emptiness transcends conceptuality entirely, it is called the non-conceptual original knowledge.
Oh yeah, ta gomlam ne gombe rab do jurven mada payes sa tok tang tak sa ne sombo te tene jidin ne gapso.
So the next root text then says, through firm application by way of meditation, the several impure levels and purified three, these make up the stage of recollection.
Yang ni yang do gombe rab do jorbe nyam nin la ten te jorbe ne sa nye ban ne sa nye ban ne dumbe parji sa trok do trak pa te sa trok la dene mada pa ye parje mada pa ye sa trok do trak pa
The level of development is described in the following way in the commentary. That which has already been realized, and that refers to the direct realization of emptiness on the path of vision as just described. So this which has already been realized is again and again meditated on. And through this repeated meditation in this direct way, as has already been encountered, one enters the what is called the impure levels, the several impure levels, and several here refers to the next six bodhisattva levels. So the bodhisattva levels from the second up to the seventh, up to and including the seventh, these are referred to as impure levels, or they are known as impure levels because they are a stage associated with entertaining attributes. So one is at this stage still clinging to the attributes of things, and therefore the bodhisattva levels from the second to the seventh inclusive are referred to as the impure levels. And also through continuing then with the path of meditation, then one arrives at the pure levels, and there are three pure levels. The eighth, ninth, and tenth bodhisattva levels are called pure because on them one is not entertaining attributes or not involved in attribution. So having already gotten the realization on the first bodhisattva level, then the remaining nine levels are the stage called the recollection of the meaning already realized. Recollection referring to the repeated habituation to the direct realization attained.
Tan thar simbalane, thar simpala jorvene, lunju chopar sanje jen zeba jumin chizerde, tene tei dani to nyavan rovene kapso kisabas.
So the root text for the next level, the next stage, is as follows. Through application involving final perfection, because the uninterrupted flow of deeds of a Buddha occur with spontaneity, this is the stage of immersion into its being.
Thar simba sala jorvenam bechor mepar, bepa dan surva mepar, bechor mepar lunju trobar, Sanje jin zeba, nam kha tang, sim chin jin tha, jisai tu jyoy me che paran jupa serte. Jorwa te ne dimni, nyom momba drapa da khibza drapa, paambe chunyi te ye, dimni paambe chunyi yam chuyin te ye danyi to nyevar suyambam te lebam, drove. Drobin ne kapte ying da nisu mebar chuji ying da nisu mebar jurme ji yi so ying da nisu me ben jurme ji yi tar sin bares ho ya
de nisu mebar de kap so
chuji ying da nisu mebar yi hi de chu ying chuji ying da yi hi nisu mebar yer mebar
So then the explanation of this is through application to the path which is the path of final perfection. So through application to the path of final perfection, what is entered, or in this case the word entered is not used, the word immersion is used. One becomes immersed in its very being because the deeds of a Buddha are spontaneous and completely uninterrupted as long as there are sentient beings and space. Coextensive with space are sentient beings, and as long as there are sentient beings, then there will be Buddhas performing the spontaneous deeds in an uninterrupted way. And due to this, then this application is the stage of complete immersion into the being of the nature of phenomena, which completely excludes the two obscurations, the obscurations of the afflicted emotions and the obscuration to knowledge, are completely purified away. And this is what is meant by immersion into its being. Immersion referring to the fact that one has arrived. One has arrived at the level of Buddhahood and is immersed into the very being of the nature of phenomena. And this is further described as, this immersion is further described as being the inseparability of original knowledge and the expanse, or the original knowledge and expanse not being two, as well as the original knowledge which is free of change.
Jorve
zala jobai ne nam bai jiru jizote nebe rado jorve ne nebe jebe zala de nebe jebe
involving informed belief. This level of training by way of informed belief comprises the state of definitive verification. Through application involving distinct realization, this level is first the stage the precise is encountered. Through firm application by way of meditation, the several impure levels and purified three, these make up the stage of recollection. Through application involving final perfection, because the uninterrupted flow of deeds of a Buddha occur with spontaneity. This is the stage of immersion into its being.
Lanjogatsor Dordana Chunye Jitong Sundar Mato Nayang Yichu ji tsordo, mechu ji tsordo, tuen ji tsordo gomba kapso, yorlam ne. Tene chu ji chu tongpa nye ji tongwen som do topa sa tangpon tonglam. Sa nye pa ni jopa pardo sa kote gomlam re. Tene dreni pa kya dan kye pa se te Chuyeng thar tok par ngon to chor pa, nambar ma to pa yikhin thar simpa kaap so te malab laan hai.
The explanation of the entry into the various stages through application, briefly explained, is as follows. As long as one has not directly realized the emptiness, one applies oneself in meditation on emptiness in a way involving a mental picture, as it were, or a conceptual relationship to the emptiness by way of orienting the mind towards the emptiness conceptually. This becoming finer and finer, one finally then breaks through to the direct encounter with the emptiness on the first bodhisattva level, the path of vision. No session, because there's another program, so there'll be no